I would like to convene the inaugural meeting of the Joint Committee on Legislative Policy and Research, hearing room F, Tuesday, May 24th, 2016, on about 1:05 in the afternoon. That said, I would like to go in to open a work session on the adoption of rules. We are now in working session.
You don't have a quorum in the Senate. You can't do that. So if you go into an informational meeting, that would be great.
All right. Well, out of respect for those who did show up on time, I will defer on the adoption of the rules, which we can do. We have a quorum, but I can close the hearing on the work session, which we didn't even do, and open a informational hearing on the what they call the recruitment process for the director that we will hire of this agency, which will assist the Oregon Legislature. And we will hear from Laurie Christopher and Gail Stevens, who I asked to come forward, please, and speak to us about this recruitment process that's underway.
If I may, Mr. Cooper. Yes. Good afternoon, colleagues. Thank you for joining us for the inaugural meeting of the Joint Interim Committee on Legislative Policy and Research. It's always fun to be the start of something new. Although this isn't new, there's been a lot of discussion. Almost 2 years now, I think, of this discussion of how do we improve in a bipartisan fashion our ability to have nonpartisan research and policy capacity here in the branch. And what we're going to be talking about today is the legislation that was passed. I think you've all seen the materials that are online with some of the backstory about this office, but the legislation we passed in the short session will allow us to create a legislative office dealing directly with policy and research, and we'll be talking about the need to have a new director to lead that office. And I think everyone's pretty much up to speed on why, you know, we're taking this direction, but, you know, feel free to ask questions. But I think we wanted to just talk about next steps in the recruitment process on hiring that new director. So thank you, Mr. Gridger.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'll have a statement as we, just before we adjourn. We'll now hear from our two invited guests, please.
Thank you.
Do we want to just go back?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm sorry. Here we're going back and forth. Just stay there. It's not going to take long.
Okay.
So I'm going to now basically close the informational hearing and go back into a work committee hearing on the adoption of the rules, since we now have a quorum in the Oregon State Senate. We're now in work session on the adoption rules. Speaker Kotek, your motion, please.
Mr. Kotek, I move that the committee adopt the proposed rules.
Speaker has made her motion on adoption of rules. Discussion? Objections? The rules have been adopted. We will now close the work session on the adoption of rules and open a informational hearing on our recruitment process. We will now hear from our esteemed witnesses who will identify themselves correctly as we proceed.
Thank you, Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, members of the committee. My name is Laurie Christopher, and I'm the Director of Human Resources for the Legislative Branch. And so what I'm here to do today is just to give you a recruitment roadmap, if you will, just to tell you where we are to date and where we're going over the next few months. So the recruitment was open on April 18th, and that was and applicants were solicited via NeoGov, which is the electronic recruitment software that the state of Oregon uses. We received 70 applications, and those applications will be screened down to those meeting minimum qualifications. Five of those applicants were vets, and you will receive all of those 70 applicants. You will be given access, and you will get them through NeoGov. However, we can print you hard copies if you prefer that. And I want to introduce you to Amy Steckety, who is behind us in the office. I just want you to be able to put a face to a name. Amy is on my staff, and she's the one who does all of the facilitation of our recruitments, or most of them, in a small part or in a large part. And if you have any problems with NeoGov, or if you have any questions subsequent to the information that we provide you, Amy can help you with that. So on May 26th, Thursday, day after tomorrow, you'll receive access to all 70 applicants. And then you will have until June 17th, so quite a long period of time, to get your top 10 selections to us on the folks that you want to interview. So you'll have from May 26th through June 17th to get your top 10 selections back to, and we'll give you guidelines on where those are going to go to.
Okay. Thank you. So we did get quite a few applicants, and I think the job description is posted for your review. But I think you said we only have only about half of them met the minimum qualifications. Will that be obvious
yes.
from that listing? Because I really would encourage people not to spend a lot of time reading all of them because
thank you.
I just, you know, if you've met the minimum quals, that's the first step. So. So you might maybe want to clarify that.
Exactly. So you will have access, Co-Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, you will have access to all 70 of them if you want to see all 70, but they will clearly be identified which meet the minimum qualifications and which were determined not to have met the minimum qualifications.
Okay. All right. Senator Johnson, I know you had a hand up. Are you close to finishing your statement? Not that I'm trying
yep.
to rush you. What I'd like her to finish her statement, and then we'll take any and all questions you have, please. Please proceed.
Thank you. So you will have until the 17th, and then the interview, the folks that you select to move forward, those getting the most votes to move forward will be contacted in a telephone interview that will be determined by the co-chairs of the committee or the committee itself, and they will go through an interview process on the telephone. Once that's completed, we will do formal interviews during the week of the 11th, July 11th, excuse me, and we're already looking at your calendars to make sure that all of you are available on that date. It hasn't quite been pinned down yet, but it will definitely be the week of July 11th. Those will be completed similar to what we've done in the past for agency directors, so it's a long day. They'll see lots of interview panels, but at the conclusion of that day, we will move forward with reference checks, and then a job offer will be extended by the presiding officers with a targeted start date of August 1st. It's an aggressive timeline, but it is an attainable timeline. The successful candidate will be hired as the acting Legislative Policy and Research Officer, Agency Director, and then in September legislative days, you will approve the appointment and they will become the LPRO Director. That's
it. All right. Mm-hmm. Senator Johnson, please, your question.
My question follows on the co-chair's question, and that is, why, if some of those 70 haven't met the minimum qualifications, do they continue in the process? If they miss the minimum qualifications, why advance them? Why not just rule those out and nobody's burdened with looking at them? If in your professional HR decision they haven't made the minimum qualifications.
Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, Senator Johnson, the reason that you have access to all of them because we want you to have everything that we've received.
Okay.
So, but we will identify those that are meeting the minimum quals, and you don't have to look at all 70, but they're there for you if you want to.
Okay. That's a very transparent process, and as long as they're clearly identified, I'm fine with that. I thank you for your explanation.
Sure.
Further discussions? Questions? Thank you. Proceed, please.
Co-Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, I'm Gail Stevens, Deputy Legislative Counsel. For each step in the interview process and the selection process overall, I will be available for questions. I will also be attending each interview. For today, right now, I'd like to give you some important points for your initial screening where you choose your top 10 applicants. First, please respect each applicant's privacy rights. You're being given access to NeoGov. The information on NeoGov is highly confidential. Please do not share any information from NeoGov with others. You may not contact applicants directly. You may not contact applicant references. We have a process in place for reference checking and applicant screening through the Employee Services Office. Your notes during the hiring process, any notes that you take during interviews or even your initial screening are subject to public records requests and are also fully discoverable. So you want to focus on job-related attributes. You want to be able to justify your decision based on the experience and skills of the candidates. And it goes without saying that discrimination is unlawful even during the hiring process. That includes discrimination based on race, sex, religion, age, family status, all protected classes. And finally, be consistent and fair with each application as you review them. Again, I'll be available for questions during the entire selection process as employment counsel, and thank you.
Questions? Yes, Senator Johnson.
Thank you. Excuse me. I have already received one unsolicited resume and letter of interest. I have elected not to read it, but I just wanted to tell you that that is already happening and to share that with colleagues, and I don't know if others have been similarly approached. Is there some information to potential applicants that direct contact with the committee is not advised?
Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, Senator Johnson, that's a good suggestion, and we can do that, and we will do that before we release them to you on the 26th. We didn't anticipate that they would reach out to you directly, so that's good feedback, and we'll make sure that we contact all 70 and tell them that there's a process in place and not to contact you directly.
Other questions, comments? Yes, Representative Neeson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If in reviewing the applications, I have a question about something. I don't understand something that's written in there, or let's say there's a gap in employment history, and I don't know whether to think it's just a typo in writing the dates, or there's really a period of time not accounted for, or anything else I might have a question about, can I call you and ask you if you happen to have any additional information, or do I just assume there is no additional information and just base my determination whether they're in the top 10 or not, just literally on the words on the document there. In other words, it's clarifying information.
Co-Chair Courtney, Representative Nathanson, the information that's provided to NeoGov is essentially what we have in employee services. When there's something missing, particularly in the case of veterans, we do follow-up contact sometimes, so you're welcome to call. We may or may not be able to provide you with additional information, but there's no harm in calling. Please do call if you have questions.
And would I call you or Lori?
Your choice.
Yes. Senator Dimbrough, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. So just to clarify, as we go through and we choose our top 10, should those be rank ordered? And then the next step will be that just sort of automatic, you'll kind of put them all together, and those that get the most votes as being within the top 10 will automatically be given to the subcommittee?
Chair Courtney, co-chair, Kotek, Senator Dimbrough, that process hasn't been determined yet. I don't think if you want to rank them, that's fine, but if we follow what we've done in the past, it will just be counting the votes. And then it may be something as simple as yes, no, don't care on this applicant. And so all of those, and the process will be determined, and you'll be provided that information when you get access to the applications. And then once we have the tallies for the folks that were selected, I don't think they're ranked at that point either. That's just the top 10 move forward.
Okay. And then, you know, going back to Rep. Nathanson's question, should we refrain from discussing applicants among ourselves?
Co-Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, Senator Dimbrough, until there are meetings scheduled and work groups scheduled over this, we're going to be meeting again before the initial interviews. So for now, I'm going to say yes, please do refrain from discussing candidates for quorum reasons and other reasons, and we'll follow up with your question and provide you with more information regarding at what point that becomes appropriate.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have a chance to talk about the top 10 among ourselves before that determination, you know, the final 10 are decided. Is that?
Co-Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, Senator Dimbrough, I believe so, and we'll make those steps clearer as time moves on. Right now, we're focusing on this initial screening process where you make your top 10 choices. We'll be providing you with additional information before even that first interview, but you definitely will have an opportunity to confer amongst yourselves.
If I may, Mr. Speaker.
Speaker Kotek, please.
The Senate President and I haven't discussed this level of detail, but my expectation is we want to be as transparent as possible with the committee members. You know, this could be very easy. You all go through them, and that 10 is very obvious. We might have ties. Who knows? We could certainly talk with each side of the, you know, I can consult, he could consult. We'll try to be as transparent as possible. It might be obvious. It might not be. This could get messier. This time might, we might even blow this timeline. Who knows? It really depends on what you all think in the first screen. And our expectation is that we have a small bipartisan group to do, you know, the next round of interviews. So, again, we will communicate, and if you have concerns, you know, we're not running the show without you. We just want you, you know, try to get it moving.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
Representative Green. Thank you, sir. What if we don't think 10 are qualified?
Chair Courtney, co-chair Kotek, and Rep. Greenlick, if you do not feel that you want to move 10 forward, move as many forward as you feel are qualified that you want to talk with. You don't have to give us 10. So if you only want to move 5 forward, give us the names of those 5, and obviously your vote will count towards those 5 moving forward. So it will just be less than 10.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Let me just weigh ahead here a little bit, not to have you believe me, having served on 60 to 70 search committees at Western Oregon University over 30 years, and having chaired many of them. You don't want to talk to each other, if nothing else, because it makes it exciting. There's nothing more exciting when you go to the board that first, when you come together and have, all right, who wants to be the first to put their number up there? And you put their names up there, and you just start and see what happens, and you're going to find that you're actually going to see a consensus on a number, whether you believe it or not. Number two, you don't have to do anything. If you don't think anybody is qualified, then you come in and say, I don't think any of them are qualified. You can say, I think only one are qualified. There's no absolute here. If you don't put a number on it, it'll be very hard often. You've got to, I'd say it shouldn't even be 10. I think it should be more like 5, to tell you the truth. But we said 10, we'll leave with 10. And I'm just telling you, you say, well, but Peter, you're in a different world. Not really. We have 70 applications. That's a pretty good number. I didn't think we'd get that many. I've been searches where you've had 150 applications. 70 is a pretty good number. I have no idea the quality of those candidates. And each of you are going to develop your own evaluation system. You will. The only thing I would urge is, if you may, and you may not want to follow this, are the applications physically in your presence? In your office?
No.
They're not. They're online. Is that what you're telling me? All right. So we got to go online, right, to do all this. There's no place we can go get a bucket. We used to go get the bucket with all of them. And yet, there's no place I can go get a bucket because I'm old-fashioned and actually see anything in writing. I got to go online.
Chair Courtney, we could provide you with hard copies if you prefer.
Well, all right. No, I'm not going to do that because they'll get mad at me. I thought they were already.
Slow down, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, well, then, all right. I would like you to do that if you could, because I like to operate out of a bucket versus online. The only other thing I would like to say is get into the bucket as fast as you can get into the bucket, because if you don't and you wait, you do this harried, you're not going to make the same evaluation. This is exhausting work because it's interesting. We're going to choose the first director of a research branch. Guess who's going to do the research? We are researching these 70 candidates. And if we're really going to do it as thoroughly as we want this director to do when he heads up or she heads up this agency, it exhausts you. At least it exhausts me when I'm really trying to pore over an application and decide, is this, what am I going to do? And I usually go through 4 cuts before I get to the final cut. It's that hard. Assuming you got real quality. No, I shouldn't say quality, because that makes it sound like these people aren't qualified. But assuming I've got people that I think, wow, this is going to be a close call getting there. I just am saying that to you. So I don't mean to talk you to death, but I just think it's that kind of vigorous, exhausting process with this many applications. And I do appreciate the fact, I think I got support here. They want physical copies somewhere in a bucket somewhere. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Did you, Your Honor, since Mr. Green, would you like to say you don't need it? You go online, you're all fine.
I was just saying, I'm on a search committee right now for the dean of the new School of Public Health, and I said I've had a lot of experience.
So you know all about it, too. Is it exhausting?
It's exhausting. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. It is. I mean,
doing it early is really good advice.
Yeah. I mean, get into this now. Leave here right now and go after it. Now, I know you're not going to, but I'm telling you, if you delay, your quality of analysis isn't the same, which, if you're trying to be fair, I'm old, but yes, Senator Johnson.
I would assume that in order to meet the standards that you have just laid out, that after those of us that need paper are done with the paper, that we should return it to you for proper disposal?
Chair Courtney Kotek. Co-chair Kotek and Senator Johnson, yes, that would be preferred if you would do that. And if you remember, you're not going to have access to the applicants until Thursday, so you've got plenty of time to tell us how you would like to receive those applicants, either electronically or paper copies, and we'll be happy to provide them for you.
So the president's admonition to go to work as soon as we walk out of here will be thwarted until Thursday.
Yes, but then go to work. Go to work that day, because you have until June 17th, and it's hard. The president is correct. It's hard work, and it's very hard work.
Wait till the 16th, people.
So you're going to make multiple copies available, or are we going to have the bucket? You know, where they have to come in here and have a single copy. I don't know if
Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, Senator Dembro, everybody gets their own copy.
They'll mail them.
We'll mail them.
I just want to come down and get. I like a bucket. I'm easy. I live here. I want a bucket. So don't worry about me. I'm easy. I'll get a bucket. I know you're laughing at the bucket. Trust me, it's a bucket.
All right. I'm used to that.
All right. I didn't mean to get us off track. Yes, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it would be easiest if we just raise our hands about how many want paper copies. I do.
Well, maybe that's a better way to go. I don't know.
Whatever you want. Just settle it now, and then we get mail. Can we make that decision?
Papers are the minimum quality.
Paper.
I want paper now, or shredder.
Yeah. And I have a spare bucket for Senator Cordy, because we're bipartisan.
That's right.
I want it electronically, and I want an electronic bucket to go with it.
That was very good. And he's commenting on my age, because we're the same in age. That's good.
I'm older than you are.
No, I was going to say, you're really putting me down. Okay, it's very good.
Do we get to pick the color bucket?
You know, I wish. All right, Representative Bates, we're coming to you. Everybody taking a shot at me. Okay, that's fine.
That wasn't me.
You know, a bucket. Okay, Representative Bates, you want to comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. When I did this the last time, we actually had been given a kind of a checklist that we worked from as we went through these things. And I think somebody mentioned that. Have you guys developed such a thing so that we can build on that as we go through these 70 things, so we don't have to each build our own little template?
Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, Representative Bentz, yes, we've got a draft. It hasn't been completed yet. It will be by Thursday, so you'll at least have guidelines, and you'll have the position description as well, so you'll know everything that the applicant was responding to. So you'll have all of that information to use as a guideline as you go through them. And remember, you don't have to go through all 70. You can choose to just go through the folks that are identified as meeting minimum qualifications, but all 70 are there for you should you want to go through all 70.
Follow up.
Yes, please.
So when we did this before, we actually had a ranking system that each one of us worked out on each of those points of interest.
Mm-hmm.
So I just shared that with everybody, because that's eventually how we ended up. We got 350, I think, for the last time we did this app.
Right.
It was crazy.
Anything further?
Mr. Chair.
Oh, yes.
I just want to add one thing. While we're killing trees, I just really don't need all 70. I just want the ones that meet the minimum qualifications when it comes to it.
We're not killing trees.
Oh, I support it. Fully support it, because we are a timber state. Or we're.
I'm a timber district. You need to take the other 40 so you can cut more trees. I did that.
There you go.
Thank you.
Anything further, Senator Thompson? You haven't done anything today. You want to do something?
I've been so busy today.
Okay, I just thought you'd want to ask a question. You haven't nothing? Okay, everybody else?
I understood it from the get-go.
Show off.
All right. Thank you for your patience and your contribution.
Thank you.
You can go now. You don't have to sit there. Anybody want to say anything more? I do think that...
Mr. Chair, I do have a question.
Can I just make my statement, please? Because yes. I got to think about it. It's coming to me. So don't interrupt me while it's coming to me, because then I'll lose it. Can you do that for me? Then you can make a statement. So I do think that I just think research is very important to making public policy if you're going to make it right. The more thorough, the more exhausting, the more timely, the better it helps the elected official decide what they're going to do, whether it's in a committee level, a subcommittee level, on a Senate or the House floor, dealing with their constituencies, town hall meetings. And it's my understanding the reason we work so hard, and I believe one of the handouts, and I don't know if you have it because I don't see all of it, is about legislative policy and research office. It explains how we got here, and the speaker spoke to this briefly in her opening remarks. And it was a laborious process, which is somewhat of a research term, to get to this point. And I think we did it in a bipartisan way. We did it after careful study. But we did it because we want the kind of quality research that we need if we're going to make ourselves great public policymakers. I really like this idea. I really like this concept since it came forward. I really am looking forward to this group working with us, because I know that when I'm in upstairs with my staff, they know how fond I am of nuanced research, good research, thorough research. I rely on it for all kinds of things, and it gets me in trouble because a little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing, and I act like I know what I'm talking about, and I don't, but at least I got a lot of research in front of me. So I agree with the speaker. This is a very remarkable step that we're taking together. And it does start, though, with us doing the startup research and trying to make sure that we get that man, that woman, who can head up this group, because they have a tough job. They'll be the first. So I'm glad you're willing to serve, to be here today, and to be a part of this inaugural effort as we try to make the legislative branch, I like to say, equal to the other two branches, as well as to make it the most outstanding legislative branch in the nation. Representative Greenleaf, you wished to say something. I had a question.
Hard pass. Thank you. That statement, I second that statement.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes, Representative.
Thank you, Senator Courtney. I should ask, so July 14th, we all come to Salem? It says full day?
Sometime that week.
Honor Brown will now proceed.
So we can do our schedule.
Just come forward and identify yourself, please, because we lost our witnesses.
Thank you, Co-Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, members of the committee. We are.
You are.
I am Anna Braun, Legislative Director for the Senate President's Office.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are working on that date right now. We did have July 14th, but that seemed to have a conflict, so we're working on July 13th right now. But you will definitely get a confirmation email and all the instructions about all the next steps. On
keep
email.
Going, Senator Thompson. Okay, and then it says later there'll be a final. Hire decision. Do we have to come back that day too?
So the final hiring decision for the committee as a whole will be in September ledge days.
Oh, September. Okay, so that's when we scratch that out.
For the
one day.
You got further questions?
Just one day we'll have to be back here?
Right. So, yes. So the work for the committee is the reviewing of the applications and then that one day of interview and then back September ledge days for the blessing of the final person.
Thanks.
Senator Michael Denbrough, please.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. So we're going to hire the director this summer, and then we'll finalize that in September. I assume in September we'll also, you know, really start talking about what this office is going to look like, right, and how it's going to function, what it's going to do in terms of, you know, just all the details to be worked out. Do you see that as being something? I mean, do we have a kind of work plan for that, you know, in terms of, you know, how research projects will be determined, and, you know, just all the sort of details around how this office will function?
Co-Chair Courtney, Co-Chair Kotek, Senator Denbrough, we are waiting on that for the director to be hired. And then the director is going to form with the committee what this is going to look like. It's informed by the work of the work group that formed the report that created the bill, and then the bill, and then... So that work will happen after the director is hired, and the timeline for that will be dependent on the committee and the director working together.
I would just add, and Greg,
go ahead.
Greg Alderson, Legislative Director in the House Speaker's Office, I would just add that the feedback that we've heard from members of the process before and members of this committee is that an incremental process is important. And so as we go into the fall, working with the newly hired director, looking towards the 2017 session to make sure that we're not upsetting the apple cart too quickly, but doing so, moving in the research and policy capacity direction without disturbing the administration of committees and those functions we have working well now.
Senator Brokers, did you have a question? Anything?
I'll wait till the next meeting.
Okay. Anything further? Because we're at that moment, we're going to adjourn. Did everybody get these handouts? Were they? Did they get these handouts? Everyone?
Electronically.
They should be posted on the for the materials for today. Is that correct?
They're also attached to the.
There's an overview. There's the job description. The timeline.
Yeah. The planned hiring timeline for legislative policy and research office. That was.
They were all a part of a memo, an electronic memo we got.
I just want to make sure, because some of the questions, the question about legislative policy that you were talking about, Mike Denver, is somewhat answered by that statement that's here. The work schedule, which is somewhat answered, Senator Thompson. I'm just saying there were documents handed out or put online, as you say. I just want to make sure everybody knows and no one is confused by some of the questions and answers that are taking place here. That's all. Yes, Senator Thompson.
By the size of the sheets of paper you have compared
to mine,
we don't
need to talk about that.
I think maybe a 5-gallon bucket.
Did you hear what he just said to me?
5-gallon bucket for the senator.
Mm-hmm. Just to be bipartisan, Mr. Chair, I need the same size paper, too. So.
You know what?
What?
I want to tell you something. You need to respect people that are older than you. You need to care about the seniors. You need to show some love.
I did. 5-gallon bucket.
I second that as well.
We don't want you having one of those little ones.
Think big, doesn't that what you always say, Senator Gray?
Remember, we have to report aging, senior abuse. You need to warn him. Mm-hmm.
Well, colleagues, thank you for serving on this. It's going to be exciting. And thank you ahead of time for all the review of the applications that you're going to do. And hopefully, it'll be really interesting to see who we have. This is an exciting opportunity for the branch, so thank you.
Anything further? The first meeting is adjourned. Thank you for being here. I talked to Jaron. Thank you for being here.